This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Denver's district attorney has responded to a congressional committee asking about so-called sanctuary policies. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Denver's district attorney, John Walsh, says his office follows all applicable federal, state, and local laws. This message was written in a statement to Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan and GOP Representatives Gabe Evans and Tom McClintock. Walsh wrote his office prosecutes all criminal violations and supports all victims of crime without regards to their immigration status. Instead, he pushed back, noting ICE's lack of cooperation with his office, including deporting defendants facing serious charges without being fully prosecuted, giving them a get-out-of-jail-free card. Congressional Republicans have been critical of Democratic jurisdictions, which they say have sanctuary policies. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Pikes Peak region is now considered a sentinel landscape. CPR's Dan Boyce says the area's status as a military hub will help enable local conservation efforts.
This federal designation basically says the five bases around Colorado Springs are imperative for national security. So if the bases say certain conservation projects are important, those efforts will have a higher chance of getting selected for related federal funding. Palmer Land Conservancy President and CEO Rebecca Jewett says this could help with the likes of wildfire mitigation or protecting land around bases from housing development.
If a community goal is to keep our military presence here strong and to support the military as much as we can, conservation in this case is a tool for achieving that.
There are 21 national landscapes in the U.S. This is the first in Colorado. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There could be some traffic delays south of Denver this morning because of major access ramps that are closed for repairs. That includes the exit ramp from westbound C-470 to Santa Fe Drive in Littleton. This is CPR News.